This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for Popek Popek Parliament. Kelvin, what was good in Dewan Rakyat today?
There's commotion in the Dewan Rakyat today, Lynn. You may have read in the news yesterday that Cameron Highlands MP and MIC Vice President Dato' C. Sivaraj was ejected from Parliament.
Yes, he was. Because the election court ruled last week that Sivaraj's victory at Cameron Highlands was null and void following proof that he had bought votes from constituents.
Yep, and he's got 14 days to appeal the court decision. But in the meantime, to attend Parliament, he's got to obtain something that's called a stay order. He hasn't got one of those yet. So yesterday, when one of the Pakatan Harapan MPs pointed out his attendance in the chambers, Speaker Dato' Muhammad Arif Yusof had no choice but to give him the boot. Today, this matter was brought up again. BN MPs accused the Speaker of unfairly stripping Sivaraj of his privileges. The Speaker said he would announce his final decision on Monday. There was a lot of shouting.
Bye. Saya akan keluarkan ruling hari Isnin. Ya. Dan keputusan speaker adalah muktamad dalam hal ini ya. Terima kasih.
Ya Bomat, ya, saya minta
speaker.
Rujuk.
Ya Bomat,
speaker.
Remember,
saya minta merujuk 36(2A).
Speaker
this
dah hukum.
This is your contribution that you sebelum ruling.
Ya Bomat, speaker. Saya ingin membantu Ya Bomat. Saya ingin membantu Ya Bomat, speaker.
Yet you made a ruling that he's a
speaker.
Ya Bomat, speaker. Saya ingin membantu Ya Bomat.
Shame on you.
Speaker. Ya Bomat, speaker. Saya ingin membantu
sebelum ruling. Ya.
Sila duduk.
After about 30 minutes, the BNMP 30 minutes. The BNMP staged a walkout.
Silakan.
Keluar.
Tuan yang dipertua.
Jangan masuk, keluar.
Mengikut peraturan mesyuarat 12.1.
Those are the familiar sounds from Dewan Rakyat. Okay, so what else happened aside from all the theatrics?
Well, PKR President and Port Dickson MP Anwar Ibrahim made an appearance in Parliament today. He had put forward a motion to debate the government's decision not to ratify the ICERT. Speaker Dato' Muhammad Arif rejected this motion, but Anwar was given the floor to explain why he thinks the matter requires debating.
Saya faham juga tentang percaturan yang menyebabkan Tuan Speaker terpaksa menolak. Jadi saya hormati keputusan itu. Tetapi saya nak tegaskan bahawa masih ada ruang untuk Tuan Speaker mengizinkan rakan-rakan saya untuk mengemukakan pandangan sebab hal ini adalah hal yang menimbulkan keresahan di kalangan rakyat. Kita tidak boleh ketepikan semata-mata kerana Kabinet telah buat keputusan. Ahli-ahli yang berhormat, ahli-ahli Parlimen juga harus diberi ruang. Dan di sini tidak ada percanggahan. Kita datang bawa usul menyokong ketetapan Kabinet supaya tidak ada kekhilafan dan kekeliruan ataupun memungkinkan pandangan yang agak berbeza. Jadi kita di sini sekurang-kurangnya berikan pandangan yang lebih positif. Di Afrika Selatan sekarang, setelah apartheid, ada positive discrimination. Ratusan tahun orang kulit hitam dianiaya dan sekarang ada beberapa peruntukan positive discrimination untuk membantu anak-anak Afrika yang tersisih dan miskin diangkat semula. Dan ini tidak dianggap bercanggah dengan ICERT. Yang sekarang menjadi permasalahan ialah kekejaman yang berlaku di Israel yang menyebabkan undang-undang seperti ini diperakui oleh kebanyakan negara-negara. Hanya sebab itu saya ulangi penegasan saya, Tuan Speaker, agar tidak ada kekeliruan di kalangan rakyat. Tidak ada suara dari kerajaan, dari mana-mana parti komponen Pakatan Harapan yang mempertikai muafakat. Maka oleh yang demikian, yang Tuan Yang Dipertua, saya tegaskan di sini ada seolah-olah juxtaposition dengan izin, juxtaposition of ideas. Ada yang mengatakan penolakan ICERT ini seolah-olah kita menghalalkan diskriminasi. Sebab itulah para pertama dalam usul ini menegaskan kita sebagai negara menjadikan keadilan sebagai tonggak menolak segala bentuk diskriminasi dalam negara kita. Tuan Dipertua, saya mohon dipertimbangkan.
That was Port Dickson MP Anwar Ibrahim making the case to Speaker Dato' Muhammad Arif Yusof for why the decision not to ratify ICERT should still be debated in Parliament. But the Speaker still rejected the motion, saying it wasn't urgent enough to be debated.
I suppose what's interesting at this point is there were some complaints that ICERD was over-discussed in many ways, that it was just one of many conventions and yet it was sort of latched onto and turned into this big conversation point. And it still is. It's kind of, I don't know. It's interesting how it's still constantly being brought up.
I wonder if that's because of the rally that's happening on Saturday. And if that, you know, once that happens, then conversations will just die down. And maybe that's even the hopes of the Pakatan government, actually. Maybe they just want to move on.
Or maybe the conversation is ongoing because race continues to be, or rather discrimination continues to be of concern to Malaysians, and that is why it hasn't been allowed to die. And I think that if that were the case, then that's something to consider. The fact that it was a very polarizing convention, but it is polarizing because people feel very strongly about it.
And also maybe because there are some political parties, you know, like we discussed yesterday, that don't want to let it go because that's how they maintain political relevance.
It's interesting because the decision not to ratify has been made. So that should have kind of put an end to it. And yet here we are still talking about it. So we established yesterday that it's not just what happens inside the Dewan. That's interesting. Was there anything happening in the Parliament lobby today?
Quite a bit. A few MPs held a press conference to inform reporters that a death threat had been made against Dato' Haji Salahuddin Ayub, our Minister of Agriculture and Agro-based Industries. Here's what Deputy Minister Sim Zizin said.
Pada 12 December 2018, kira-kira pada 8 pagi, jam 8 pagi, pegawai yang bertugas di Pusat Khidmat Kadun, Simpang Jeram, menerima satu bangkai anak belembu dengan satu nota, ya, ugutan nyawa terhadap yang berhormat Dato' Salahuddin Ayub, Menteri Pertanian dan Industri Asas Tani. Kami amat terkejut dengan ugutan nyawa terhadap seorang anggota pentadbiran, Menteri Kabinet dan juga seorang ahli parlimen.
So I'm sorry, I just need to check that again. Did he in fact say bangkai lembu?
Yep, you heard right.
With a note?
Yep.
All right, that's one way of going about things. I mean, did the Deputy Minister have any information about who did it and why?
They don't know yet, but Zizin went on to say that the Pakatan government won't heed to the dirty tactics of criminals.
Jika pihak yang bertanggungjawab ingin menggunakan ugutan nyawa untuk menakut-nakutkan anggota pentadbiran atau kerajaan, mereka silap besar. Kami, ahli-ahli parlimen dan juga Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan ingin menghantar satu mesej yang jelas kepada rakyat bahawa kami tidak rasa gentar sekali-kalipun dengan taktik kotor penjenayah. Dan kami akan terus menjalankan tugas kami sebagai seorang ahli parlimen atau juga anggota pentadbiran secara jujur dan profesional. Kami tidak akan tunduk kepada sebarang ugutan.
So that was Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Agro-based Industry, Sim Zizin, reporting the death threats that were made against Minister Dato' Haji Salahuddin Ayub. Okay, so, I mean, we've got bangkai lembu, we've got walkouts. What, did anything happen that was just less grim than that?
Well, not sure if this is any less grim, but we caught up with Energy Minister Yeo Bi-yin, you know, MESTEC. We will save some words for her very long title to talk about Lynas. A quick recap on what's happening. The Australian company operating a rare earth elements processing plant on the country's east coast has been told by the Malaysian government that it must remove the radioactive waste that has accumulated over the past 6 years. They've got to either build a permanent waste disposal system or ship back over 400,000 tons worth of radioactive waste back to Australia. Lynas hasn't committed to either solution. They say they are still weighing their options, but Yeo Bi-yin, in a nutshell, wants them to buck up.
So while you are looking into other options, it is still necessary to remove the residue. What happens if there is a major flooding? Because 450,000 metric tons of waste, can you imagine? It's mountains, yeah? It's mountains of waste now accumulating at Lynas, and it is necessary to remove. For the sake of the people, I need to protect the people first. And because of that, it is necessary for them to remove, or they are looking for other options or whatever. So before you arrive in any other options, remove them out. Make sure there is no accumulation of waste, because if there is any major flooding, temporary waste storage is not going to help.
The ministry says Linus has got until the 2nd of September 2019 to literally clean up their act, or their license won't be renewed. Linus is threatening legal action to challenge this, but Yeo Bi-in says that the government has completely adhered to the rule of law.
I have just talked to the Attorney General this morning, and we are all ready for it because everything that we do is according to the rule of law. And Linus cannot come and dictate how the rule of law is being applied in Malaysia. Mm. And you cannot be asking for exemption as it is your right. It is, it is your entitlement that we exempt you from the rule.
So that was Energy Minister Yeo Bi-in talking about the kerfuffle that's going on with the Australian rare earths company Linus.
And speaking of Australia, the CPTPP, which is the trade agreement between Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore and Vietnam.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. That was brought up today. Back in 2015, a cost-benefit study of the CPTPP on the financial sector, government expenditure and Bumiputera economy was conducted. But Subang Jaya MP Wong Chen is asking for them to update the report to factor in America's withdrawal from the agreement.
I wish to reiterate our call that the government makes a decision to ratify the CPTPP, that it should do on an updated cost-benefit study. I know that the PwC has prepared a cost-benefit TPP study in December 2015 and that the government should re-engage PwC to update the report for CPTPP without factoring in the US economy. As you all know, the US pull out of the TPP, that's why we have CPTPP today. The December 2015 PwC study conducted by the Malaysian government, paid by the Malaysian government, included the American economy inside. Now we should update the PwC and remove the American economy out of the equation and recalculate whether this is good for us or not.
So that was Subang Jaya MP Wong Chen. Did he express any opinion on whether or not going ahead with the CPTPP would be good for Malaysia?
He was very clear. He said that he wasn't speaking on behalf of the government or other party members, but he reckons that, you know, if NGOs and civil society have concerns, then it has to be looked into more thoroughly.
Okay, look, you know, the NGOs backed us in the last election, right? So we are always willing to listen to what the NGOs have to say, the complaints. My personal position is not the same as Charles or Iza. Yeah, my position is always to look at the numbers and see whether it is worthwhile or not. Yeah. So I think we have no capacity to do the numbers ourselves. The government has the capacity, PwC has the capacity, so let's get them to do that. And then we can share this with the NGOs and continue the feedback with civil society on the issue.
That was Subang Jaya MP Wong Chen calling on the Trade Ministry to update the cost-benefit study of the CPTPP, the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Kelvin, thank you so much for giving us that update. And we've received a couple of messages about what went on today in Parliament. One from Dr. RK saying, unlike his predecessor, the current Speaker of Parliament is well-versed in the law as he was a former Court of Appeals judge. I applaud his decision to eject the Cameron Highlands MP from the House. He shouldn't be there for the simple reason of not being proactive enough to find out whether a stay order was actually issued by the court. Why did he not consult with his lawyer on this matter earlier, as any responsible litigant would have? Also, BNMPs walking out in protest is farcical. Please act with some class. We are watching. And Intan Sabrina saying the Malaysian government should send a strong warning to the Australian government to remove the metal waste immediately. If roles were reversed, I'm sure the Australians would be just as patient. I think it's fair to say that Energy Minister Yeo Bi-in is saying in no uncertain terms that we are not going to be patient about this, that we definitely want to see that waste, you know, kind of moved off our shores.
And that's a very good message to have. I think in the past, the messages weren't so clear. And I don't know why we are still keeping here. I have a feeling it's money, but I don't want to say for sure.
Ivan says, kudos, no necessity to debate ICERT. You said it all. It's because people don't understand positive discrimination as outlined in Article 153 and it gets used by the likes of PAS and UMNO. You can continue to send messages through. That number is 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp us. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.